a month ago we were top of the league. Since then we've obviously floundered a wee bit, but you know, I want all supporters to recognise that we have looked at reshaping. We've brought two players in so far, and there is an intention, a definite intention to strengthen before our next league games, which kick off next Friday against Coventry. We have this imposition, which is not understood that well, with the financial fair play, which means that we can't breach the limits put by the Football League in terms of percentage to turnover. So one's always balancing how you can bring players in until, you know, you can take players out. But that is something we're addressing creatively to ensure we don't breach any rules, but nonetheless strengthen before our next league game.
I mean, there's been a lot of reports over the last 24 hours about interest in Nick Blackman from Crystal Palace. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Well, we've had an offer, make no bones. You know, I think that's been reported, an offer from Crystal Palace for Nick. But, you know, we'll be making decisions next week. He was not on the list at all for players we wanted to see go, and he's still not on that list. And I believe he'll be kicking that ball on the field today, so you can see he's a Sheffield United player through and through.
If he doesn't go out in the week, is that dependent on the ability of Danny to bring anyone in, either loan or permanent?
No, we've made it clear. We know that we need that kick to boost the squad for this run-in for the rest of the season. So we hope to bring players, irrespective of whether Nick Blackman stays or goes, and hopefully he'll be staying with us.
And are those on a permanent basis or just a loan basis?
Depends who they are. I mean, you know, it's this one of the transfer window's got another, what, 5 or 6 days to go. I know there's a hit list of players that we're talking to or will be talking to, so it just depends who they are.
Have you got every faith still in Danny Wilson as the man to take Sheffield United forward?
Yeah, it's been good. I've had a good session with him this morning, because with living on the continent, you know, I don't see as much as Danny as I should, and it's been a good heart-to-heart session. There's no question the rope's being pulled in the same direction by us all at the club, and we just need something that gives us that wee bit of luck. The performances last four games, all our players will admit, have not been what we expect. But, you know, we're up and running for it.
Just how challenging is the financial situation at the moment?
Well, it's challenging because of this new rule. Sheffield United aren't used to this new rule, this salary cost management protocol. So every time you look towards bringing a new player in, you need your accountant to measure and value how close you get to breaching the limit. That has never been experienced before. This is the biggest puzzle ever. You know, I mean, I'm a guy who's instinctive, and in seasons gone by, including last January when we brought in one or two players whose names are O'Halloran and Hoskins, you could make a decision. You can't make that decision now until you get your mathematical charts out and work out whether you're going to breach the protocol of 65% of turnover. So that's the challenge.
Do you think the club, in terms of league position, is about where you expected it to be?
Oh, gosh, I expect us to be at the top. If we're being honest, we've had this curse of bad luck again with it. Injuries to key players like Neil Collins and Matt Hill in particular. Obviously, there's Sean Miller one out for the rest of the season. We sort of had to accept. But, you know, we seem to get key injuries happening at the worst time possible. You know, we went to the top of the league. Neil was playing against Scunthorpe, but he gets blessed well injured. And it does make a difference. I think all fans realise that. But we're actually not feeling sorry for ourselves. We know we need to get promoted this season. That's why we're putting in the impetus to bring on board a couple of new players before our next league game.
And that'll be in place before transfer deadline ends Thursday?
Well, God willing, yeah. I mean, we've still got to sort of decide on the players. We've got the list and agree terms. But that's the absolute intention.